Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I trust, beloved, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have accepted him as your Savior, and that you have been born again by the Spirit of God. Today we're continuing our study in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, and that's where we'll start our study today concerning the Word of God, concerning how important God's Word is in our lives as believers, how that we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a whole new way of living, and it takes time for us to learn how to walk in the Christian life and how to live in the Christian life. It takes time for us to learn how to eat the truths of God's Word. And so it takes a simple diet at first, just as a baby is helpless and needs a simple diet. And thus it needs milk. It has to be cared for. It has to be looked after. It has to be taught. It has to be instructed. So this is true of a new believer, a new child of God. And thus the Word of God is very important. And as a child of God grows on the simple truths of God's Word, they're able to understand and know the more involved truths of God's Word, which is the meat of the Word. And this was what Paul was writing, or the writer of Hebrews was writing to the Hebrew Christians in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 through 14. Paul says, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, because they had been born again for a good while, and they should have grown in the knowledge of the Lord, yet he says, You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, that is, the foundational truths, the doctrines, the basic doctrines of the Word of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, a spiritual babe in Christ. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, that is, those who have grown, those who have matured, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We need to grow up in Christ. This is God's goal for every believer, beloved, that we grow up, that we mature in the Lord. Go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and notice verse 11 through 14. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Growing is something that is so important for the child of God. I may have mentioned to you before an incident that occurred when we were going to Bible college many years ago. We were on our way to Bible college. We came out. We locked the door. We saw a woman walking by with what we thought was a little girl. The little girl was walking the curb by the side of the road and had her hands out balancing herself. Suddenly she heard us close the door. She turned around and looked, and she had the face of an old woman. What had happened was something had occurred in her growth, and she never had developed into maturity. And here she was, she looked like she might be 40 or 50 years old, even older than that. Her face was wrinkled, and yet she was still in a child's body, was still thinking and acting like a child. It's a sad sight to see, beloved, when a Christian person has put their faith and trust in Christ and has for many, many years been a child of God, and yet they've not grown. They're still in their infant stage. They're still in their childlike stage. They've grown a little bit, but they're like children, running around, playing, even though they've grown old and have been a child of God for many, many years. They've not matured. They've not grown up. And this is God's will for you. It's God's goal for you and me that we would grow up. And I want you to notice Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. The scripture says concerning the church, he gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers to the church of the Lord Jesus. And this is the reason. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. And the word perfecting means for the maturing, the growing up of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. You see, God wants us to be united in the truth and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. And the word perfect in the Greek means mature. Unto a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, this is God's goal for you and I, beloved, that we be reflectors of Jesus Christ, that we so walk in obedience to the Lord and glorify and honor Him with our life that people see our lives are so different that they want to know what the difference is, and we can share the gospel with them. We can turn them to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so this is God's goal. He wants us to grow up, to mature, to grow into the stature of the fullness of Christ, into spiritual maturity. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine that is drawn in every direction by false teaching, and kept from growing and maturing in the Lord by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see, there's many religions out there that would lead people astray. There's many religions out there and false teachers and men and women who appear as angels of light, but who in reality are false prophets, false teachers, false apostles, who are leading people astray and keeping people from the knowledge of the truth. And that's why you need the Word of God. Because there's many false teachings out there that will keep an individual from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. That's why the Word of God is so important. It's so vital. It's so needful. And it's so necessary for the child of God to get into the Word of God and to study and to meditate upon God's Word, that we might grow in the truth and know the truth and understand the truth. Here in the United States, we have dollar bills, and we have $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, $50 bills, $100 bills, and $500 bills. And so men who study are in the Treasury Department, their job is to trace down counterfeiters and to get rid of counterfeiters. Well, how do they prepare for their job? They study the bills that are right. They study the bills that are true bills printed by the United States government. And then when counterfeit bills, when they see counterfeits, they recognize them immediately as counterfeit because they know what the real bills look like. And thus they know what to look like and to look for in counterfeit bills. Beloved, that's why we need to know the truth, because the truth will open our eyes to that which is false and will help us to discern, as we read a while ago in Hebrews, between good and evil. We will know what's good and what's right and what's pleasing to God, and that which is false and that which is evil and that which is wrong. And it will keep us from being led astray by false teachers and false apostles that follow Satan rather than obedient to the living God. So, beloved, God's Word is so vital and so needful. Notice verse 15 now of Ephesians 4, "But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Christ." That's who it's referring to. "May grow up into Him, into Christ, in all things, which is the head, even Christ." You see, Christ is the head of the church. And we're to grow up into Christ Jesus, to be a reflector of Christ Jesus, to walk in obedience to the Lord Jesus. Verse 16, "Of whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part," that is, every one of us doing our part in our serving the Lord Jesus Christ, "maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Now, what he's simply saying is that every one of us are a part of the body of Christ. Believers are spoken of as being a part of a body. And different, if you look at your physical body, there are different parts to your physical body. Your physical body has fingernails, it has fingers, it has joints, it has a hand, it has a wrist, it has an elbow, it has a shoulder. All of this make up an arm of your physical body. So he said every believer is a part of the body of Christ, and each one of us individually have a place to fill in the body of Christ. That's why it's good for you to get into a local church. A local church is composed of different believers who compose a local body or a local assembly of believers, and each one has a place to fill, and no one else can fill that place that God has prepared for you to fill. It's a place that you need to fill in the body of believers. Hold your place and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read here in verse 12, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. And if the fruit, the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling?" You see, each one of us have a place in the body of Christ. Till next time, goodbye.